Fanny Smith. Fanny Smith is the only person ever born at Waibelenna to go on to leave descendants. She was the daughter of Tungunutara, a woman from northeast of Lutruwita, who had been abducted by sealers as a girl. Tungunutara was imprisoned here at Waibelenna, so Fanny was born into incarceration. Like the other children living at the Waibelenna settlement, Fanny was separated from her family and forced to live in the dormitory with the catechist Robert Clark and his wife. The children were treated very cruelly by the Clarks. Fanny Smith was beaten and made to sleep in a box nailed shut. The catechist called it Fanny's box. Fanny was given the surname Cochrane by the catechist, in homage to his wife's maiden name. For this reason, she is often known as Fanny Cochrane Smith, but it is not the name given by her or her family. As a girl, Fanny is said to have lit the catechist's house on fire in an act of resistance and an attempt to be returned to her mother. Instead, as punishment, she spent many years at the orphan school in Hobart. At the new settlement at Puttalina Royster Cove, Fanny lived with her family. Fanny was the last survivor of the station, and although incarcerated for many years, she did not die there like Truckanini. At the Oyster Cove station, she met and married the white man, William Smith, and was granted her freedom from the mission. Fanny was given a land grant in recognition of her Aboriginality, and she chose to live at Nichols Rivulet in southern Lutruwita, within walking distance of her family still incarcerated at the mission. She was visited by her family and practiced culture until the day she died. Fanny sang the songs in our language that her mother, Tungunutara, taught her. The audio recordings of her songs are the oldest recordings of any Aboriginal person in Australia and the only recordings ever made of our original languages of Lutruwita. Fanny had 11 children whose descendants are a part of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community today.